Okay, navigators, today we are exploring a groundbreaking development in AI. It seems like we're saying that every day now, and it certainly seems like we're saying that these developments could redefine the marketing landscape as we know it, but it continues to be true. A new company called World Labs has just announced its formation, and they're aiming to revolutionize how AI understands and interacts with the 3D world. And it's through what's known as spatial intelligence. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, today we are exploring a groundbreaking development in AI. It seems like we're saying that every day now, and it certainly seems like we're saying that these developments could redefine the marketing landscape as we know it, but it continues to be true. A new company called World Labs has just announced its formation, and they're aiming to revolutionize how AI understands and interacts with the 3D world. And it's through what's known as spatial intelligence. So let's unpack this a little bit. What exactly is spatial intelligence, and why should marketers be paying close attention here? Spatial intelligence is a form of human cognition that allows us to perceive, visualize, and manipulate objects and spaces in three dimensions. It's how architects design buildings or pilots fly airplanes, and it's how we find our way through a new city or a new space. It's really a fundamental aspect of how we interpret and interact with the world around us and how our brains process the space around us. And World Labs is aiming to bring this level of cognition and understanding to artificial intelligence models. And they're doing this through what they call large world models, or LWMs, kind of a play or a spin off of large language models. And these models are designed to perceive, generate, and interact with 3D environments in both virtual and real world settings. So essentially, World Labs is trying to teach the AI to see and to understand space the way that humans do. So you're probably wondering, as you often do in the show, I imagine, what exactly does this AI news have to do with marketing? And the implications here are huge. So let's dive a little bit deeper into how spatial intelligence in AI could change the game for marketers. And we've talked a little bit about this before, and these are customer experiences or immersive customer experiences. So first and foremost, spatially intelligent AI is going to enable the creation of those fully immersive customer experiences. Imagine a virtual showroom where your customers can interact with products in a 3D space, examining every angle of the product, testing the features as if they were actually holding the item in their hand. And this goes beyond the current capabilities of like 360-degree product photos or simple AR overlays, things that we've seen in shopping apps like Amazon currently. For example, an automotive company could offer a virtual test drive experience, and customers could sit in a simulated driver's seat, adjust the settings, and even drive, quote unquote, the car through different virtual environments. This level of interactivity can significantly enhance customer engagement and provide a much more memorable experience for your brand and for your customers. This will also allow us to personalize marketing at a new level. And these are, again, going back to a lot of the AR and VR implications of marketing. And this spatial intelligence is really going to lend itself to that. It also opens the door to this hyper-personalized marketing. AI models that have a deep understanding of 3D space are going to create or be able to create entirely customized virtual environments that are tailored to individual users. For instance, a travel agency or something could generate personalized virtual tours of destinations, highlighting the certain attractions based on a user's interests or past behaviors. All of this stuff that we're doing with personalization currently, take it into the 3D virtual realm, and you can see the power that something like this will have. Moreover, retailers or retail businesses could develop virtual stores where the layout and the product placements are adaptive in real time to suit each customer's preferences. Maybe when you walk into the store, it's literally laid out differently based on how you shop. So essentially, this is effectively combining the personalization of online shopping with the immersive experience of a physical store or a physical customer experience. And this leads us right into that enhanced augmented reality, AR, and virtual reality, VR applications. AR and VR technologies have been around for a little while now and are definitely integrating some spatially intelligent aspects into their functionalities. But integrating spatially intelligent AI can definitely increase or enhance these AR and VR systems. With an AI that actually understands spatial context, AR applications can overlay information more naturally onto the physical world, meaning that interactive advertisements could seamlessly integrate into a user's environment, providing information or promotions relevant to their immediate experience in the immediate context of what they're going through. For example, maybe a user is walking down the street and they could receive AR advertisements for nearby restaurants with AI-generated 3D models showcasing menu items and food, all appearing in their field of vision. The spatial intelligence will ensure that these overlays are contextually appropriate and interact naturally with the real-world environment, which is the challenge right now. Many of this technology without spatial intelligence or without a focus on spatial intelligence is just not effective and not a very good user experience. Let's talk a little bit about how spatial intelligence could entirely revolutionize data visualization and analysis as well, something that is typically very text focused or a very text focused type of cognition. Marketers are often drowning with data from various sources, whether it's sales team giving you sales numbers or customer behavior metrics coming from your customer support team, market trends, and more. And spatial intelligence can revolutionize how this data is visualized and interpreted. Instead of like a traditional chart or graph in a slideshow, imagine being able to navigate through a 3D landscape where each data point is like a tangible object you can interact with. What if you could walk through your conference room or your office and each data point or each KPI that you're exploring or reporting on is actually an interactive data element that you can open up with your hands. You can drag metrics around and compare them with different charts, so on and so forth, do a lot of different visualization and actually be able to see and interpret the data that you're taking a look at. And this immersive data visualization can make complex data sets way more accessible and way more intuitive, leading to deeper and more impactful insights and much more informed decision making. Teams could even explore these virtual data environments collaboratively, even if they're geographically separated. With virtual spaces, the geography no longer affects this. You can have people in the same room virtually interacting with the same augmented objects or augmented data. How about for content creation, streamlining content creation? Creating high quality visual content is obviously a super time consuming and expensive expense or cost for a business, particularly a marketing agency. And spatially intelligent AI can take care of automating some of the parts of that process by generating 3D models and environments based on simple inputs. Marketers could quickly prototype advertising concepts, experiment with different settings, and produce engaging visuals without the need for extensive graphic design expertise. And this is already taking place. But when you add spatial intelligence to it, when you add a 3D aspect to it, it opens up a whole new design world, especially when you can do things virtually. For instance, what if a fashion retailer wanted to generate a virtual fashion show featuring their latest collection, complete with AI designed runways and audience simulations? This would not only speed up the content creation process, but it also opens up creative possibilities that were previously either cost prohibitive or technology prohibitive, and the technology just wasn't there yet. Well, World Labs is definitely at the forefront of developing this spatial intelligent technology. There are already examples hinting at its potential. We've talked about some of the AR previews that you can do on Amazon, but also companies like IKEA have experimented with AR apps that allow customers to place virtual furniture in their homes, and Amazon does something very similar. However, with spatial intelligence, these applications would and could become far more sophisticated, accounting for your room's dimensions and the lighting conditions, and maybe even suggesting complementary products based on the existing decor. If your AI can see the room and interpret the room as a whole space, then it becomes immeasurably more powerful. Another example could be for event marketing. Say brands wanted to host virtual events in a meticulously crafted 3D environment. You can control every aspect and allow your attendees from around the world to participate in those aspects interactively. Spatial intelligence ensures that the experience, again, is going to feel natural and engaging. Without the spatial intelligence improvements to this technology, I think it's a little kitschy and it's not quite there yet from a practical standpoint, these experiences, that is. But with this spatial intelligence, with AI managing aspects like the crowd interactions and environment dynamics, it goes to another level. Of course, there will be challenges integrating spatial intelligence into marketing strategy. It would be crazy if there wasn't any challenges. Data privacy is going to continue to be a significant concern, especially when you're collecting spatial data from users. We're already talking about data privacy a lot in the digital marketing landscape with good reason. And marketers are going to need to navigate regulations like GDPR even more carefully to ensure that their data practices and data gathering practices are transparent. You know, if you're mapping someone's bedroom or a kitchen or a living room, then you better make sure you have the right to retain that mapped data. There's also the question of accessibility. While technology is definitely advancing rapidly, not all consumers have access to these high-end devices. We take for granted our access to handheld devices, visual interactive devices, all of these things. And these devices, if they're capable of handling, generated and handling complex 3D environments, we need to consider making those experiences as inclusive as possible, especially as marketers. We need to do that as business in general and humans in general, but especially as marketers. Okay, let's talk a little bit about the leadership at Let's talk a little bit about the leadership at World Labs, and I think this is a big reason why it's going to be so impactful. Leading the effort is a team of very well-known experts in AI. It was founded by a few different people, but Fei-Fei Li is one of the main founders, and she's known colloquially as like the godmother of AI. She's a huge, huge pioneer in the AI community. And the fact that she is leaping onto this spatial intelligence thing is an indicator of how big it can be. The company was also founded by Justin Johnson and Christoph Lassner and Ben Mildenhall. And they are all also very prominent figures in computer vision and graphics. And with this combined expertise, filling positions at World Labs, World Labs is uniquely equipped to tackle the challenges of developing these spatially intelligent AI systems. They're assembling a formidable team that spans AI research, systems engineering, product design. This multidisciplinary approach ensures that this technology they develop isn't just theoretically sound, but it's also practically applicable and user friendly. World Labs has secured over $230 million in funding, which is a pretty decent testament to the confidence that investors have in their vision. Major investment capital firms like Andreessen Horowitz are on board and part of the initial investment group. That's just to name a few. Apparently, there's a CEO of Salesforce, a former CEO of Google, a former CEO of YouTube. So definitely some big names hopping on board the spatial intelligence train. And this substantial financial backing means that World Labs has the resources to push the boundaries of what's possible, accelerating the development of technologies that could soon be at all of our fingertips as marketers or salespeople or just technology users. So what can marketers do now to prepare for this spatially intelligent shift in marketing? And here are some actionable steps. So your actionable items for today. One is to just stay informed, continue to keep abreast of developments in spatial AI technologies, subscribe to industry journals, subscribe to the rundown.ai, follow us here on the AI Marketing Navigator, attend webinars, participate in forums, always be a participant in the conversation. Make sure to experiment or start experimenting with AR and VR. Start exploring existing AR and VR platforms and apps, and even simple applications can provide some pretty intriguing insights into how immersive technologies engage audiences and how it's a different audience experience. If you're a manager or a leader who's looking to determine if you want to invest in AI or where you want to invest, definitely invest in training. Consider upskilling your team in areas like 3D modeling and virtual environment design and data visualization to be ready to leverage these spatial technologies effectively. Build relationships with tech companies and startups specializing in spatial intelligence. Early collaborators can give you a competitive edge and custom solutions tailored to your needs. So if you're in the position to reach out to one of these companies like World Labs, try and do that. Get yourself a foot in the door, as it were, when it comes to spatially intelligent partnerships. Always focus on ethical practices. We talk about that a lot, especially in the world of AI marketing. As you adopt new technologies like these AR, VR, spatially intelligent systems, ensure that your data collection and usage practices are totally transparent and ethical. This builds trust with your audience, and also it's going to safeguard your brand's reputation and protect you from any legal action or legal downfall. So with this advent, with this oncoming of spatial intelligence in the AI world, we are definitely in for a new era of marketing. We've been saying that almost every episode on the show, but it's going to continue to be true. And a shift from that traditional messaging to creating these immersive, personalized experiences that are incredibly interactive. It's going to offer the potential to engage customers on a much deeper level, and hopefully you'll foster a much stronger brand loyalty and relationships with your customer, which is going to lead to business growth. It's always about the community and the customer, for sure. World Labs is by far the leader probably right now in this spatially intelligent revolution. Their work is going to, or could, redefine not just how AI interacts with the world, but also how brands interact with their customers. And as they continue to develop their technology, again, we'll be keeping an eye on it here at the AI Marketing Navigator. So definitely follow along, keep up to date on your episodes, and we'll be talking about World Labs again in the future, I'm sure. For anyone interested in following World Labs and staying updated on their progress, check them out on LinkedIn and X. I will also link to their little landing page here about the company. So definitely check that out. Okay, so that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is so, so super helpful to the show. So until next time, and as always, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.